would like to welcome you this morning to our annual Remembering Rightly service. We're really, really pleased to have you here joining us on the first service of the year. My name is Beth Farmer. I am one of the pastors around here, and especially want to welcome you this morning if you are visiting with us. Before I do that, kids, first to fifth grade, we are going to dismiss you right now to go to the lobby. If you have a label on, go ahead and go out to the lobby. You're going to meet your teachers out there. If you're visiting and you want your kids to join in our children's ministry program this morning, you can also go to the lobby. There's a computer there, and one of the teachers can help you, connect you with somebody who can get you entered into the system. We have a system of tags around here for the safety and welfare of our children. So we would ask you to make sure that your child has a sticker on and is registered with us before you send them off into the lobby. So like I said, I'm very pleased to meet you. If you are visiting with us today, you have chosen a really unique and special day to join us. We do this service once a year at the beginning of the year, and we call it our Remembering Rightly service. We basically are going to, during this service, take the time to look back on the last year. And we're going to search out the places where we saw God move, and we're going to acknowledge, we're going to give thanks for that, as well as the places where we felt like God was either absent or maybe didn't answer our prayers or kind of let us walk through some painful things. We're going to acknowledge those things as well. Then we're going to look into the next year, into 2024, and we're going to name the things that we're hopeful for, the things that we're scared of, and then we're going to end this service by naming God as King. Now, obviously, God is already King, but we are submitting all that has passed behind us in the last year and all that is coming in the next year under His Lordship. And so the thing that makes this service different from the cultural approach to the new year, you know, the culture is very good at the new year where we make resolutions and we turn over lots of new leaves. But the difference here is that we want God to be at the center. We are remembering, we are looking forward in God's presence in this place. Indeed, we actually consider this to be an act of worship because we're surrendering our lives to God as we reflect and as we hope. So we are going to begin in a moment by looking back on the last year. Let me pray as a way to kind of help get us settled and into this space. I'm prepared to kind of engage in what we're about to dive into. So let me pray for us. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time. I thank you for the history of the church gathered together on Sundays to set aside our minds, to set aside our bodies, our attention, our focus, to kind of wrap ourselves into and around you and begin our weeks with you as the be-all and the end-all and as the center. And that's what we want to ask for today, Lord. I pray that you would help us right now to kind of set aside all the rush and the hurry, the bustle, the things that have already maybe distracted us or frustrated us this morning on the way in. Lord, we want to be present to the fact that you are here. This is your very throne room. We want to be able to engage in this act of reflecting, remembering, rehearsing. We want to be able to do that well, and we want to be able to do it with you. This is not a solo endeavor where we just kind of, write down some things. But this is really us going through our last year and going through this next year with you, hand in hand. And so I pray that even in this moment, we would just sort of become aware of the fact that you are right here beside each one of us. We dedicate ourselves this next hour to you. We ask that you would be magnified, glorified, and lifted high in everything that takes place in this room today. Lord, bless our kids as they're about to engage in the same practices of rehearsing and naming hopes and fears. I pray that you would speak very clearly and presently to each one of our children as they engage in this practice too. So we offer ourselves to you. I ask that we would sense your presence. We would encounter you very directly today. Amen. Okay, so we're going to begin by looking back on both the joyful and the painful places from this last year. The book of Psalms in the Bible is basically the book of the Bible that is a collection of prayers and songs to God. They model for us really well this practice of remembering. There are many, many Psalms that rehearse stories of God's faithfulness, but not even to the person who's writing the Psalm. The psalmist writes many, many Psalms that are rehearsing God's faithfulness from literally hundreds of years ago, things that happened to his ancestors, yet he is still recalling those by way of helping him rehearse God's faithfulness in the past so that we can believe that God will show up again in the future. If God has showed up in the past and been faithful, then we can believe that that is the same God that will show up in our futures and be faithful as well. So remembering God's faithfulness and provision in the past helps to shore up our trust and belief that he will do it again. And it's from then that foundation of God's goodness and lordship that we can boot off and say, ask the difficult question of like, well, so how come this, you know, particular negative experience happened to me if you are a God who is good and who is faithful and who is present? So as a church this year, we saw new life in many, many different areas. We celebrated three births. Madeline Cervantes and Wesley Wendelstedt and Melody Collins were all born into our church community this year. And we saw an adoption as well. Hester and Bray welcomed Josie Turner into their family this year. Exactly, we can start celebrating. Yeah, that's what it should be. We had two families who welcomed foster kids into their homes this year. And then we saw 19 baptisms in the last year. Yes, that one deserves a very big clap and applause. At Easter, we baptized, and I'm going to go through the names because I think it's important to really rehearse and name God's faithfulness in this. At Easter, we baptized Cora Balmer, Chelsea Bear, Jewel Dower, Serena Gonzalez, Rowan Gross, Emmy Heggy, Asher Long, and Micah Bukurovich. And then just in November, we baptized Luke Diebel, Graham Diebel, Nathan Pryor, Judah Reynolds, Timothy Gagnon, Lily Seha, Maddie Gray, Leah Gray, Oliver Bear, Ophelia Reynolds, and Anderson Reeves. Right? We want to name God as the giver of all new life, and we say thank you. And I want to also notice on there how many of those are in our sort of children and youth department. God is doing something incredible in our young people in this church, and that is new life, and it's energizing the old folk like myself around here. Okay, now it's your turn. You should have two squares of paper that you were given on the way in. If you do not have those two squares of paper, will you raise your hand? And Tim's going to go around and hand those out. You have two squares of paper. I'm going to invite you on the first square of paper right now to write down the places of joy from this last year. So that could be a new job. That could be a relationship that brought you joy. That could be a living situation. It could be something health-related. Could be a meaningful vacation. Tim, there's a few more over here. Abby, yep. It could be, just take a quick look over the last year. And again, do this in partnership with God. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you reflect on your last year and find the places that brought you joy. And then you're going to jot those things down on that first square of paper, okay? The things that gave you life and joy in the last year. So we'll take a couple minutes to do that. Thank you, God, for the ways in which you have been faithful, the ways in which you've been good to us by giving us things that we oftentimes don't even deserve. We name you as the giver of all good things. Amen. So now we want to honestly look back on the ways that we were disappointed last year. It might be that you felt like God didn't answer a particular prayer that you were praying, or something unexpected and awful happened. Far too many people in this community this year have experienced the loss of a father, a mother, a sister, a close friend. We lost people who had to move away. Some of us changed schools and maybe lost friends in the process. One of the factors that goes hand in hand with the joy of fostering a child is the pain that is experienced when that child to whom you've become attached has moved on to another placement. There are those in this family who've experienced that loss this year. There are those in our family who were diagnosed with cancer and other health issues. Some of us are wrestling with addiction. And I want to say God was not absent in any of this. But many times we don't feel his presence in the ways that we needed or wanted to in those circumstances. And we bothered to bring this before God honestly this morning, because if God is a loving Father, then he wants to hear about those things that are bothering us. Once again, the Psalms give us a really good model for honest language before God. Psalm 13 says, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me? Forever?" So I'm going to invite you to take the second square of paper. You're going to take a few moments to reflect and write on the second square the things that were difficult in the last year, the things that brought pain. And then when we're done, we're going to pass those into the sort of inside ends of each row. And some people are going to take those squares. We're going to hang them on these strings behind me. And the reason for that is we want to keep them kind of before us in our worship. We want to keep these as part of it. It's not something that we say, okay, all this happened last year, it's done and it's dusted. We want to keep it in our worship as we keep presenting that before God. So go ahead, take a couple of minutes. You're going to write on that second piece of paper. And then when you're done, pass those in toward the end of the row. I would like to welcome you this morning to our annual Remembering Rightly service. We're really, really pleased to have you here joining us on the first service of the year. My name is Beth Palmer. I am one of the pastors around here, and especially want to welcome you this morning if you are visiting with us. Before I do that, kids, first to fifth grade, we are going to dismiss you right now to go to the lobby. If you have a label on, go ahead and go out to the lobby. You're going to meet your teachers out there. If you're visiting and you want your kids to join in our children's ministry program this morning, you can also go to the lobby. There's a computer there, and one of the teachers can help you, connect you with somebody who can get you entered into the system. We have a system of tags around here for the safety and welfare of our children. So we would ask you to make sure that your child has a sticker on and is registered with us before you send them off into the lobby. So like I said, I'm very pleased to meet you. If you are visiting with us today, you have chosen a really unique and special day to join us. We do this service once a year at the beginning of the year, and we call it our Remembering Rightly service. We basically are going to, during this service, take the time to look back on the last year. And we're going to search out the places where we saw God move, and we're going to acknowledge, we're going to give thanks for that, as well as the places where we felt like God was either absent or maybe didn't answer our prayers or kind of let us walk through some painful things. We're going to acknowledge those things as well. Then we're going to look into the next year, into 2024, and we're going to name the things that we're hopeful for, the things that we're scared of, and then we're going to end this service by naming God as King. Now, obviously, God is already King, but we are submitting all that has passed behind us in the last year and all that is coming in the next year under his lordship. And so the thing that makes this service different from the cultural approach to the new year, you know, the culture is very good at the new year, where we make resolutions and we turn over lots of new leaves. But the difference here is that we want God to be at the center. We are remembering, we are looking forward in God's presence in this place. Indeed, we actually consider this to be an act of worship, because we're surrendering our lives to God as we reflect and as we hope. So we are going to begin in a moment by looking back on the last year. Let me pray as a way to kind of help get us settled and into this space. I'm prepared to kind of engage in what we're about to dive into. So let me pray for us. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time. I thank you for the history of the church gathered together on Sundays to set aside our minds, to set aside our bodies, our attention, our focus, to kind of wrap ourselves into and around you and begin our weeks with you as the be-all and the end-all and as the center. And that's what we want to ask for today, Lord. I pray that you would help us right now to kind of set aside all the rush and the hurry, the bustle, the things that have already maybe distracted us or frustrated us this morning on the way in. Lord, we want to be present to the fact that you are here, This is your very throne room. We want to be able to engage in this act of reflecting, remembering, rehearsing. We want to be able to do that well, and we want to be able to do it with you. This is not a solo endeavor where we just kind of, write down some things. But this is really us going through our last year and going through this next year with you, hand in hand. And so I pray that even in this moment, we would just sort of become aware of the fact that you are right here beside each one of us. We dedicate ourselves this next hour to you. We ask that you would be magnified, glorified, and lifted high in everything that takes place in this room today. Lord, bless our kids as they're about to engage in the same practices of rehearsing and naming hopes and fears. I pray that you would speak very clearly and presently to each one of our children as they engage in this practice too. So we offer ourselves to you. I ask that we would sense your presence. We would encounter you very directly today. Amen. Okay, so we're going to begin by looking back on both the joyful and the painful places from this last year. The book of Psalms in the Bible is basically the book of the Bible that is a collection of prayers and songs to God. They model for us really well this practice of remembering. There are many, many psalms that rehearse stories of God's faithfulness, but not even to the person who's writing the psalm. The psalmist writes many, many psalms that are rehearsing God's faithfulness from literally hundreds of years ago, things that happened to his ancestors, yet he is still recalling those by way of helping him rehearse God's faithfulness in the past so that we can believe that God will show up again in the future. If God has showed up in the past and been faithful, then we can believe that that is the same God that will show up in our futures and be faithful as well. So remembering God's faithfulness and provision in the past helps to shore up our trust and belief that he will do it again. And it's from then that foundation of God's goodness and lordship that we can boot off and say, ask the difficult question of like, well, so how come this, particular negative experience happened to me if you are a God who is good and who is faithful and who is present? So as a church this year, we saw new life in many, many different areas. We celebrated three births. Madeline Cervantes and Wesley Wendelstedt and Melody Collins were all born into our church community this year. And we saw an adoption as well. Hester and Bray welcomed Josie Turner into their family this year. Exactly, we can start celebrating. Yeah, that's what it should be. We had two families who welcomed foster kids into their homes this year. And then we saw 19 baptisms in the last year. Yes, that one deserves a very big clap and applause. At Easter, we baptized, and I'm going to go through the names because I think it's important to really rehearse and name God's faithfulness in this. At Easter, we baptized Cora Balmer, Chelsea Bear, Jewel Dower, Serena Gonzalez, Rowan Gross, Emmy Heggy, Asher Long, and Micah Bukurovich. And then just in November, we baptized Luke Diebel, Graham Diebel, Nathan Pryor, Judah Reynolds, Timothy Gagnon, Lily Seha, Maddie Gray, Leah Gray, Oliver Bear, Ophelia Reynolds, and Anderson Reeves. Right? We want to name God as the giver of all new life, and we say thank you. And I want to also notice on there how many of those are in our sort of children and youth department. God is doing something incredible in our young people in this church, and that is new life, and it's energizing the old folk like myself around here. Okay, now it's your turn. You should have two squares of paper that you were given on the way in. If you do not have those two squares of paper, will you raise your hand? And Tim's going to go around and hand those out. You have two squares of paper. I'm going to invite you on the first square of paper right now to write down the places of joy from this last year. So that could be a new job. That could be a relationship that brought you joy. That could be a living situation. It could be something health-related. Could be a meaningful vacation. Tim, there's a few more over here. Abby, yep. It could be, just take a quick look over the last year. And again, do this in partnership with God. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you reflect on your last year and find the places that brought you joy. And then you're going to jot those things down on that first square of paper, okay? The things that gave you life and joy in the last year. So we'll take a couple minutes to do that. Thank you, God, for the ways in which you have been faithful, the ways in which you've been good to us by giving us things that we oftentimes don't even deserve. We name you as the giver of all good things. Amen. So now we want to honestly look back on the ways that we were disappointed last year. It might be that you felt like God didn't answer a particular prayer that you were praying, or something unexpected and awful happened. Far too many people in this community this year have experienced the loss of a father, a mother, a sister, a close friend. We lost people who had to move away. Some of us changed schools and maybe lost friends in the process. One of the factors that goes hand in hand with the joy of fostering a child is the pain that is experienced when that child to whom you've become attached has moved on to another placement. There are those in this family who've experienced that loss this year. There are those in our family who were diagnosed with cancer and other health issues. Some of us are wrestling with addiction. And I want to say God was not absent in any of this. But many times we don't feel his presence in the ways that we needed or wanted to in those circumstances. And we bother to bring this before God honestly this morning, because if God is a loving Father, then he wants to hear about those things that are bothering us. Once again, the Psalms give us a really good model for honest language before God. Psalm 13 says, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me? Forever?" So I'm going to invite you to take the second square of paper. You're going to take a few moments to reflect and write on the second square the things that were difficult in the last year, the things that brought pain. And then when we're done, we're going to pass those into the sort of inside ends of each row. And some people are going to take those squares. We're going to hang them on these strings behind me. And the reason for that is we want to keep them kind of before us in our worship. We want to keep these as part of it. It's not something that we say, okay, all this happened last year, it's done and it's dusted. We want to keep it in our worship as we keep presenting that before God. So go ahead, take a couple of minutes. You're going to write on that second piece of paper. And then when you're done, pass those in toward the end of the row.
Who has listened to our joys indescribable and our groans unspeakable? Only you, Lord Jesus. Who has provided food, shelter, friendship, work, and rest? Only you, Lord Jesus. Who has healed the afflictions among us? Only you, Lord Jesus. Who has brought friends back together and mended families torn apart? Only you, Lord Jesus, who has forgiven us for sin unseen and brought liberation from addiction. Only you, Lord Jesus, who has been our rock when the ground around us has given way. Only you, Lord Jesus, who tenderly carried us through times of unbearable hardship and loss. Only you, Lord Jesus, who knows those deep pains in our hearts of which even we are not aware? Only you, Lord Jesus, who stores our tears in a bottle, tears shed in secret. Only you, Lord Jesus, who else was with us in our joy and grief, in our victories and defeats, through everything this past year? Only you, Lord Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. So while so far we've been looking to the past, we're now going to turn our attention toward the future. And in a few moments, we're going to move to the sides and we're going to write down our hopes and fears as we enter into this new year, into 2024. And naming these things are important both for our humanity, but also our spiritual life before God. Because these are things that we carry with us all the time. There are things as we look toward the future that we are hopeful for, that we are excited about, that we want to happen. And there are things that we are fearful of, things we're afraid might happen, things we want to avoid. And the thing is we carry all of those, whether or not they are named, into the lives that we live. Now, for some, you're hopeful that life in 2024 will just simply be different than life in 2023. You don't have much more imagination beyond that. And that's okay. For others, you're fearful because life in 2024 might just be the same as it was in 2023. For some of us, we hope that those friendships that have seemed to break will be restored. We're hopeful that our families that just seem like they're on their last thread will actually become stronger. We're fearful that they will not be. We're fearful of that friendship that seems to be just going to the wayside. We're fearful of the breaking of our families. We're fearful that the friends that we have who have been diagnosed will simply get worse. We're fearful of the people we've lost, that there will only be more. But we're also hopeful for perhaps new jobs, for new opportunities, for new things. These are the things that we carry with us into the new year. And they need to be named. Because the thing about life is that wherever you go, there you are. And so we are taking ourselves into this new year, and we need to name them. And the practice of naming is actually a vulnerable act, because it turns out when we begin to name the things that are inside, we realize that we have little control over making anything different. But that our lives need to be entrusted to God. And so that is what this practice is going to be. James 4, 13 through 15 reminds us, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that." So in naming our hopes and fears, we acknowledge that we cannot make the future the way we want it to be. But in our naming, we do it before God as a reminder that the one in whom we depend upon is the one who will be with us in all of it. And we can learn to pray the words of Psalm 139. "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast." So as we entrust our hopes and our fears into God's hand, may we remember that we are His children, we are His people, and it is in His hands we are held. So I'd love for you to stand. Oh, no, sorry. No stand. That's bad. Don't do that. I'd love for you to spend time to reflect and to actually think about what the hopes and fears in your life that might be in 2024. And I'm going to ask you in a moment to then move to the sides and to write down your hopes and fears. There are also going to be people who want to pray with you. Perhaps you don't know what to name, or perhaps you don't even know how to articulate it. But there are people there who want to pray with you, for you, as you name those hopes and those fears. So take a moment to reflect, and then move to the sides to write those down. So my name is Daniel Long. I'm a pastor here. I don't think I introduced myself earlier, but this is another Daniel. Yeah. This is Dan Dobler. So if you, I mean, Dan is like an incredible guy. You're an incredible man. He's like gentle, just very kind. If you don't know this about Dan, he's actually the new chairman of the Executive Elder Board. Now, what that means is that Dan helps to lead, facilitate, shepherd elders who are hoping and desiring and wanting to lead us as a church. And so because this role carries a lot of weight and burden and also just joy and hope and fear. We actually want to commission Dan. We want to pray for Dan, and we want to do that together as a community. But I do have a couple of questions for you. First, what are your hopes and fears? No, I'm joking. But what are what are you hopeful for? As you step into this role, as you've already stepped into this role, yeah, what is a hope you have as you lead out in this way?
My hope is that I want to encourage the elders to join me in my journey. I want to invite them. It's interesting. When I became an elder, I started looking at the qualities that the Bible talks about being an elder, a little after the fact. But the thing that struck me the most is the scripture that talks about they'll know that we are His disciples by our love for one another. So I began to say, well, I love grace, right? But I didn't know a whole lot of people as well as I really cared to in order to love. So in order to love, you have to know. And in order to know, you have to introduce yourself. That was the speed bump for me, was introducing myself. But once I did, I came into contact with people that have enriched my life and have become a part of my life, and me in theirs. Lewis, Brad, Catherine, Paul Nellis, people that have given a health to me that I did not have before. And that's my encouragement to the elders, that we can join, we can unite in something like this and start the work of knowing each other and being known.
Thank you, Dan. And so how can we be praying for you, for the elders, in this new season?
Yeah,
you only have like minutes.
Yeah,
so
I'm mindful of the saying, careful what you pray for. Honestly, what I really need prayer for is to continue the struggle of learning what it means to die daily to myself. That is something I wrestle with, but I also know that I've had a lot more joy, a whole lot more peace when I've done it His way. My way didn't work. So that's my prayer, is to learn what it means to die daily.
Well, we want to pray for you this morning. We'd actually love to invite all the elders, if you're here this morning, to come up front. We're going to lay hands on Dan, and we're going to pray. Would you actually kneel so we can put our hands on you?
And congregation, if you want to extend a hand as well, so you're part of this prayer. Jesus, I want to thank you that you have given in yourself the perfect model of great leadership, that you showed that leadership is being a humble servant, as being one who serves, doesn't expect to be served, who lays down their life for the betterment of others. And so, God, I pray that you would endow Dan with what it takes to be that model, humble leader of this Grace community as he steps into this role of chairing the Executive Board of Elders. Father, we ask that you would give him all the wisdom that he will need, all the humility that he will need, the integrity. Lord, I pray that he would be overflowing with the fruits of the Holy Spirit, would be evident from him, that there would be, like he asked for, incredible love, that would be just evidenced in his life. Lord, we pray for protection on him, as we have an enemy who would seek to rob and destroy and diminish the work that you want to do in this next season. And so we ask for your protection upon Dan in this role. And we ask your blessing, Lord. I pray that it would be a time of blessing for him and his family, and that we would see incredible things come to bear in this community because he has been willing to lay down a part of himself in order to step into this role. It does require humility and a servant attitude. So just ask that you would multiply his efforts in this next season. May your hand be upon him, we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you.
So I just have a few announcements. The first one is, if you're new, you did come up. to a unique service, and we are grateful that you did, and we'd love to get to know more about you. There's actually a QR code in the bulletin that you received. You can fill out a welcome card there, or I think there's one in front of you. We'd also love for you to go into our lobby. There are people there who want to meet you and extend a warm welcome to say that we are glad that you are worshiping here with us. It's a wonderful group of people, wonderful community, and are so grateful that you're here. Now, we also have a newcomer's coffee today, 10:45, so we're late. But we'll be there soon. So right after this, there's going to be a newcomer's coffee, and it's actually going to be in Seika. Now, if you're not familiar with where that is, you're going to be going out the doors and then to the left. And there's in the education wing there, and there's our Seika coffee house, and we'd love to invite you there to get to know more of the pastors, some of the leadership here. So if you've been coming to Grace for the last many months, we'd love to have you. We also have a membership seminar that's taking place next Sunday, January 14th. You'll want to register for that. In order to register, you can look in your bulletin. And then finally, we have a worship night the end of this month, Wednesday, January 31st, from 7 to 8, and that'll be in our chapel. So many opportunities to get connected. We don't have what we call our second hour fellowships this morning. Those will begin next Sunday, again, as an opportunity for us to connect with one another. So, again, more information in the bulletin. Now, I'd love for you to stand. We'll send each other out with our New Year's benediction, which should be on the screen behind me. And we'll say this together. In response to what we have heard and to what we know ourselves to be, let us begin anew. We have been called to participate in His mission. The Lord has laid upon us the responsibility for His world. Let us offer ourselves to Him and to that world, which is His own. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Now go in peace. Amen. Now go in that blessing.